Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
These guys will not quit. They will not quit. The Rolling Stones are going back out on tour.
Oh, God.
They've been touring for 60 years.
Good for them.
Keith Richards and Mick Jagger are 80 years old. These are bands that my parents listened to.
And their parents rolled their eyes to.
Fair point. They are going back out on tour.
Good for them.
At 80 years of age.
Yeah, it's not going to pay for itself.
Good for them.
Mortgages don't pay for itself.
It's good to be back. It's good to see you.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Little, this is what we call making an escape tape voice. Do you still hear it?
You sound a little bit under the weather.
I still have that thing, but it's not as bad as it was. And I had no voice on Thursday and half a voice on Friday. I just had drainage and it gets into my throat. You know, this happens a couple times a year. And then bye-bye Dana's voice. So I'm a little deep today, but it's going to be fine. We're all going to get through this.
I have a brisk walk, do not run,
mm-hmm.
coming up at 3 o'clock.
I have a drop what you're doing, do nothing for the next 2 days, run, do not walk. And we have the trailer that we are going to play for you. We have lots of serious news in the stack today that we are going to get to, but I do want to say happy birthday. Happiest birthday to one Christopher Ketz, who just posted on Twitter that our company sends you, I guess, an automatic birthday message when it's your birthday from Odyssey and KMBZ. And I said, that was me.
Aww.
But happy birthday, Christopher.
I did not get the automatic KMBZ.
I didn't either.
Now, hang on here, friend. Hang on. We would be remiss if we did not acknowledge that Samuel Stevie turned—
the one, the great, the only—
turned 27 yesterday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, brother.
I am, and my sister was so loving to do the math for me. I am 1,094 days from turning 30.
You are 1,094 days from turning 30. Okay, good for you. You're just chipping away at it, Samuel.
Hacking one day at a time.
Screw you, Sam.
I thought about you all weekend because I knew it was your special day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Playing pickleball tonight?
I would like to do that very much. I need to get out and do something physical because I've not been out of bed in like 4 days. So it would be good to go play pickleball.
What happened to you?
I just have the worst cold I have ever had in my entire life.
Huh. Okay.
And God, I don't want to start with talking about what we're about to talk about, but my God, I was going to get in here. We were going to tell jokes and I had something funny to tell you about your birthday coming up and— now the world's all going to hell in a handbasket.
2 months away.
I know. I'm already planning.
You know, this is going to be the birthday that I regret the most.
Okay, let's talk about that. And
you know,
I think
you know why.
I think we're going to bring this up maybe at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
It is the same birthday for Chris that it is for you. And he and I talked about this last night. And I think specifically for a lot of men listening in our audience— not predominantly, but I think overall, when a man in their 50s or in their 60s starts edging toward the date that their father either got sick or left us, that is a very heavy load for a lot of men listening.
I don't know why.
Oh, absolutely I do. Of course you understand it. If you really think about it.
So my dad died at 53.
Yes.
And I'm about to turn 53.
Chris and I just had this conversation this morning. And I said, it's Scott's year too. You guys ought to go out for a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Maybe we will.
That's a morbid cup of coffee.
I know, right? But it is. It is a thing. And I think, you know, to some extent, it's an issue.
But why? Because, why with men?
Because you're staring at the date at the calendar where you know you are now going to have more days in your life than your fathers were given on this earth. That is a therapy session in and of itself times 20, Scott, for all of the obvious reasons. And I also think that your dad was taken so young.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
so young.
53.
It's so unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, I remember Chris said to me, he was only 53. And I had the year wrong. I thought it was 52. He was only 53. And mm-hmm. I said, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that is literally where you and I are. And didn't he seem like so much, quote, more of an adult when he was that age?
Oh, my God.
Than you feel now?
Yes.
That's why.
And I look at photographs. And
you're like, that's my age, but you cannot wrap your head around
but
it.
But he looks so much older than I think I look right now.
Of course.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so I look at pictures of my dad when, you know, he's 53 years old or 52. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's in a wheelchair. He's gray. Not that I'm not getting a little gray, but I'm just like, oh, my God, he looks so old.
So I think in any stage of life, I've done this with my parents, where I found a photo of me and I'm sitting on my dad's lap at KU Dad's Weekend. Mm. And I sent that to my dad and I sent it to my children. And I said, do you realize in this photograph, he is actually younger than I am now at the time that I sent it to them.
And how does he look?
And but all I remember is how he looked in my mind back then. And I remember thinking when I saw that photograph, he just seemed like so much more of an adult. And of course he wasn't. I had four children at the time and a successful career and then the house and was doing all the things. But when you look back at photos and you realize he was actually further along than I am now, it's hard to wrap your head around that. Like, I remember him. He was an adult. I was in college. And then you look at the calendar and you go, oh, wait.
That's me now.
That's me now.
That's right. That's me now.
Isn't that crazy?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. What do we got coming up today?
Oh, yeah. We have breaking news in Charlotte.
North Carolina.
I believe at least four police officers shot. That is happening so quickly. That we are monitoring the local affiliates for coverage on that.
Okay, quick update. Sam says the Charlotte local TV station is not covering the story right now.
The last live feed I looked at, they were talking about traffic. That didn't have to do with
numerous law enforcement officers have been shot. The scene is still active. They're saying locally, obviously, avoid the area. And as soon as we know more, we will let you know.
Columbia University has told students 2:00 this afternoon, get your tents, get out, or you do not graduate. You will be suspended.
There is an active situation playing out in tandem at the University of Texas at Austin, where police in riot gear are addressing protesters. What do you call this, Scott?
I don't want to say confronting because they're not. It's not aggressive. But they are clearly standing in front of these protesters.
Saying, get out or you are going to be arrested.
Yeah, get moving.
It appears they have made a perimeter around a group of the protesters.
Sam, will you bring up CNN real quick, if you don't mind?
Just the university as a whole. And then the state troopers that have encircled this encampment, this is the only area where we're seeing any kind of this kind of activity taking place right now.
So, Ed, your photographer's shot is very helpful right now because now we can see how big that encampment is in the middle of that campus, where you see what it appears to be a relatively small gathering, not that huge, of protesters there in the middle that have been completely encircled by those state troopers, some facing inwards towards the protesters, some facing outwards to keep others like the journalists and other spectators that we've seen away. Ed Lavandera, I want you to stay with us as we bring in CNN's Josh Campbell, who is not only our in-house security expert, but also, I believe, an alum of UT. Josh, when you look at this scene where you have multiple law enforcement agencies, we now have a better sense of the size of this encampment. We've seen a handful of arrests. Ed Lavandera put it at around half a dozen, he believes. What do you make of what we're looking at and what we might be able to expect in the coming moments?
Well, this is certainly an escalation by law enforcement there at UT, and this is multiple agencies we're seeing, both UTPD, the campus police, Austin police, as well as the Texas State Troopers that are there in their crowd control gear. Now, this is much more organized, I will say, than the incident that we saw last week on the campus of UT, which was a lot more confrontational. That we obviously saw over 60 people that were arrested there during those skirmishes. But as we've been reporting on these various incidents at colleges across the campus, it is come down to law enforcement called upon by these universities in order to remove trespassers from their property. And, you know, we've been reporting as these things kicked off that regardless of where one falls on this ongoing debate over the Israel-Hamas war, that there's no First Amendment right in the U.S. to protest on private property. And when the university says we want this group dispersed, that then comes down to law enforcement to try to do that. Obviously, the hope is that that would be done in a way that is not that doesn't increase tensions, that opts for de-escalation. What we saw just a short time ago, as Ed was reporting there on the scene, is that the first group of officers to move in were local police who essentially moved to disassemble this makeshift camp. That group that you're seeing there right now on the ground, they were surrounded by various tables that they had set up and other items that were essentially encircling them. We saw the police move in, pull those items out, and we saw, as you mentioned, about half a dozen people taken away. We don't know if they were placed under arrest or simply detained. But what we can expect right now by this law enforcement presence is that obviously their goal is to try to get the group to leave on their own. But if they don't, we will then see likely law enforcement then move in to try to detain individuals one by one. We see some of the officers there with those plastic, what they call flex cuffs. Those are used. We've seen a lot of those then brought into that area, essentially a way to restrain individuals once you actually detain them. But again, this appears to be much more coordinated of an effort than we've seen, than we saw last week and at other colleges as well. And as Ed Lavandera was mentioning, and Ed is an alum of UT as well, this place where this is happening is perhaps one of the most iconic spots at the UT campus. You can see in the background there, the Texas State Capitol. Behind the camera is the iconic UT Tower. This is the area where commencement graduations take place. And we know, obviously, what university officials had feared there was that this camp would then continue to grow. That could potentially impact, you know, the upcoming commencement ceremony. So it appears that law enforcement certainly trying to move in quickly to try to dismantle that. The final point I'll make is that we've seen in Texas a much different posture than we've seen in other areas where law enforcement have focused on de-escalation. It's worth pointing out that after the incident,
I don't know how we ignore this. This is what's going on at UT, Austin. Clearly it's going on at Columbia.
Yale, Princeton, MIT,
USC. USC has canceled their graduation ceremony. Canceled their graduation ceremony. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Okay, here's what we know. Six people have been arrested at UT Austin. 91 people have been arrested at Virginia Tech. Let's see what else. The deadline is passed at Columbia for the students to leave at 2 o'clock. Those who did not leave at 2 o'clock will be suspended and will not be allowed to graduate.
You know, I think that's why CNN is vacillating in between UT Austin, where we are just now starting to see arrests, and what is happening at Columbia. This is unfolding in very real time. right in front of us. This is about to unfold. And someone pointed out on the text line, these are the same kids, and I know that because I have one of them, who missed their high school graduations and proms
because of COVID.
To COVID.
Yep.
And I saw something over the weekend where, you know, are they becoming activists because of all that they lost? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why this is happening now. I don't know. Scott and I talked about this during a break. Why is this happening now? And did you see over the weekend, Scott, there were people in Gaza that took spray paint to these enormous sheets that they're basically using in this tent encampment that said, "Thank you, students of Columbia."
Okay.
In huge green spray paint. Thank you.
Okay.
Because we talked about this during the break, the people that are caught in the middle of what is going on over there and the retaliation, the rightful retaliation for the slaughter of all of those innocent people in Israel, a lot of the people that are caught in the middle of that aren't, they are not terrorists. They are not Hamas.
No, of course not.
Hamas was responsible for this. And so is that somehow... Help me explain why we're seeing this groundswell of support for the people in Gaza now, and we didn't hear anything when, or maybe we just weren't paying attention when terrorists invaded Israel and slaughtered all of those people.
Bingo.
And kidnapped
Bingo.
All of those people.
There you
and
go.
And raped women and murdered babies.
Beheaded babies.
Why now?
The student's argument is that the response is tenfold of what was dealt.
Well, that's what happens when you pick a fight.
Well.
And they're looking at Gaza, which is, by landmass, half the size of Kansas City.
Oh, it's a very tiny strip.
Yeah.
The Gaza Strip is very small.
They're packed with people who have nowhere to go.
1 million people that are packed into a very dense and very small strip. However, and this was a point that was made today on MSNBC. Where were the protests when Russia invaded Ukraine?
Bill Maher, of all people, had a scathing commentary about this over the weekend. That if the protesters were really paying attention, historically, even mm-hmm. over the past 4 years, that there were...
He's a jerk, but he's brilliant.
Massive opportunities
yep.
for them to rise up and protest in defense of all kinds of atrocities around the world.
Where you brought up a great point, Dana, just a minute ago. Where were the protests on October 8th? When Hamas, through no provocation, invaded Israel and captured and took hostage 1,500 people.
Well, the universities are not funding companies in Hamas.
One of the companies I heard is Boeing.
But that's their argument. They're saying invested in
yes.
Israel.
And one of them is Boeing. I heard that over the weekend. And the students want the schools to de-invest in their 401k plans or their plan, whatever it is where they keep their... endowments to divest from companies that support Israel.
Let's go to Jim in Lenexa. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, couple of points. One, what took the colleges so long to say this is private property, take care of this? It should have been done day one, or if not, day two. You know, this was wrong from the beginning. I've seen interviews with these Christians, and they firmly do not believe that Hamas committed the atrocities that they committed. They have been told this. They believe this narrative, and they think that the Palestinians and Hamas are the victims, and there's no retaliation.
But there's video of the slaughter that I don't...
Dana, I agree with you 100%. I'm just trying to answer your question
yeah.
that this is the mindset of these young kids that Israel is the aggressor. And it's pitiful that they have been told this and that they believe this. They're not being told the truth, period, in the statement. And it's by design. These protests are by design. There are people that want them to happen. There's people that want this system to be disrupted. And this is how they are doing it. And it's completely sad. And if they only knew, a third point, of the enormous amount of money that is given to colleges and universities in the United States by countries in the Middle East, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, it is enormous. They would be outraged, would they not? But they don't say anything about that. They cherry pick their stuff. You know, I'm not trying to get political. I'm just being honest.
Or let me ask you this. Are they, is this one of those cases where the internet giveth and the internet taketh away?
Yes.
And they are only being pushed to sites that are, for whatever reason, pushing a false narrative.
And dare I say, do we bring up the word TikTok?
Absolutely. They're in an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. They have decided that this is what they want to see on their social media. Mm-hmm. So they look at those videos the longest because it draws their outrage. And then they just get more and more of those videos.
Sam, they're not watching CNN. They're not watching MSNBC. They're not even watching Fox News.
Okay, but all they have to do, if in fact they do not believe that this happened or happened in the manner, what they think that was all just fabricated on the 24/7 news loop that everyone covered at the time, the horror at the time,
the music festival. I bet they didn't see it, Dana. They didn't see it.
You know, I will remind people that there are people out there that don't think Sandy Hook happened, those are actors. And so thank you, internet, for that.
I've seen the conspiracy claim that Israel did this to their own people.
Oh, good God. All right.
To fabricate the first blow.
Okay.
913.
I'm telling you, it's all over the place.
These are students at some of, if they are students, at some of the most prestigious institutions in America. I find it very hard to believe there's some QAnon conspiracy thinking.
No, I just don't think they get their news from legitimate news sources.
It'll be the end of America. I'm telling you, the internet and all of the fake disinformation that is out there is going to be the end of us.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Park.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So at UT today, UT Austin, they have arrested 9. They are arresting more. What university was it where they arrested 91 earlier today? USC has canceled their graduation ceremonies. I want my money back.
Students at the University of Wisconsin at Madison have now joined the solidarity encampment protests that are sweeping the United States.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything.
And I know that you hold college students to a higher level than I do as far as intellectualism. Do you even think they know what they're protesting?
I think some of them do, and I think some of them don't. Let me read this within the last 20 minutes from someone who is officing on one of these campuses. My office is right next to this encampment, and I cannot understand how this interferes with exams. It's that little red circle. Describe the circle, Scott. It's tiny.
Very tiny.
Not a single notable the protest in the history of modern protests would meet the requirement of acceptable protest from many past free speech advocates. One cannot disrupt the ability of one's fellow students to take exams or graduate with impunity.
Correct.
He writes, it is common courtesy and common sense. Such imposition of costs on one's fellows is not free expression.
Let's go to Robert in Blue Springs. Robert, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Dana kind of touched on it a little bit. But, you know, if these kids grew up on TikTok and they get their news from a certain echo chamber, okay, how do you get mad at them when you have grown-ups still running around here to think January 6th didn't happen, 9/11 didn't happen? So and then those would be the same group of people that are coming down on these kids on college campuses.
I didn't even think about January 6th because I try to block that from memory, Robert, but it's a fair point.
Jim in Topeka. Jim, hi.
As for protests, I go back to the 60s and 70s. And I remember what the protest did, and I remember how the protest even affected my life for nearly the next 30 years. The one thing they learned to do is they might not have a weapon as we think of it in the normal sense, but they are using the information and media and their words as weapons. And we need to find a way to neutralize it and show the truth of what happened to these people and why it happened. They need to be brought into account and fully realized. Now, as a grumpy, old, hardcore, post-traumatic, stressed, brought this up and what have you, as far as I'm concerned, send them to Gitmo.
Oh, come on. Shut up. Oh, Jim, come on. We're not sending these kids to Gitmo. Andrew in Kansas City. Andrew, hello.
I think I can answer a bit of the question about why now. Recently, we've seen the Israeli army, whether accidentally or intentionally, attack food aid workers. We've also seen the International Criminal Court have a case, I believe, brought by South Africa. But don't quote me on which country did it, regarding genocide, and that was also done really, really recently in the last couple of months. So that would explain why they're doing it now. And how it's different from the Russian war against Ukraine is the U.S. did not supply the weapons to Russia before they invaded Ukraine. Now, whether you agree with the war in Gaza or not, the U.S. is supplying the weapons, so that would explain why we have such rallies going on in the U.S. compared to several other countries.
And Andrew, it's a good point. I read in the New York Times over the weekend about the situation at the hospitals, and it is dire. It is dire.
But Hamas is using the hospitals as a shield.
You cannot look at what is happening on the ground today in a vacuum of just what is happening on the ground today. You have to go back. Now there are others that would say you have to go way back.
To 1948, and 1967.
Are these students that schooled in the entire history of the conflict? I don't know. I know that it's unfair to look at what's happening on the ground today through the lens of the last 2 weeks. You have to go back.
How far?
Well, certainly Israel didn't just wake up willy-nilly one day and decide we're going to go in there and start bombing. I mean, are they protesting without the understanding of what started this, or do they just not care?
Probably a bit of both.
A bit of both.
A bit of both. Israel did not start. Now, Israel is not without fault, okay? Let's stop pretending that just because you're pro-Israeli, which I am, or pro-Israel, which I am, Israel is not without fault over the last 70 years of their existence, okay? However, they were minding their own business on October 7th. They did not start this fight.
At a music festival.
Yes. They were minding their own business. Yet somehow that seems to be forgotten by these protesters at Columbia and UT and Michigan and MIT and USC. And when you get punched, you punch back harder. And that is what Israel has done. There are still more than 100 hostages. And let's be honest, they're probably not alive.
You just said, when you get punched, you punch back harder.
Yes.
The United States has done the same.
Of course we have.
We are the pinnacle of doing that, actually.
What's wrong with that? When you get punched in the face, you punch back harder. Am I wrong? Kev in Columbia. Kev, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, so good. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just telling you, the guy to answer the phone, I don't know if it was, I'm not anti-Israel. And I don't think those college students are anti-Israel. Mm. What I think the problem is that Israel is going too far. Hamas was wrong what they did on October the 7th. Israel have every right to go in. But stop killing innocent children and women and men that have nothing to do with it. That's why I oppose the United States sending them so much money, because they're not trying to help those people that had nothing to do with it.
Kev, we talked to Kev real quick. Wait, Kevin. I like where you're going with this, because we talked about this after the attack on October 7th. We talked about this on this very program. How do you go in and bomb Hamas? It's not a place. They're not in one central location. How do you go in and root out terrorists without harming civilians? That was always going to be the problem here.
How did the United States go in Afghanistan and get Osama bin Laden?
It is a fair point.
They did. There were some innocent lives lost, but not 30,000. Women and children. You have to have. Israel is a smart country. You have to have a strategy to go in. You don't just do airstrikes and kill everybody.
Quick correction: the 30,000 dead is. You're taking the word of Hamas. We don't know that to be true. That is that number is provided by Hamas.
What is the UN saying? Or the
I have no idea what the UN says. What I do know is what Hamas says, and Hamas says that 33,000 people have been killed. That is their number. We don't know that to be true. So we're believing the word
of a terrorist organization.
Thank you, Dana. And I struggle to do that. Reed in Prairie Village. Reed, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I would just like to comment as somebody that's on the college campuses that might be in that echo chamber you're talking about. And just to comment on what you said about the 30,000 dead, I'm pretty sure that number is what's being reported by the New York Times, by CNN, by mainstream media, not Hamas.
Well, you're accurate, but their source is Hamas.
Okay. As someone from the college campus, I would say that we might have more education than you guys might think.
Okay.
I think some of them do, but I also think, Reed, that some of the protesters are not college students at all. They're outside agitators coming in to fan the flames.
Mm-hmm. I think we're looking at it from the perspective of what the last caller said, how we have a big country that has gone too far.
Who's the big country?
He's saying the United States is supporting Israel, and Israel's response to what happened is not in balance with the terrorist attack of that day. But a country has a right to protect its people and its border. And so then I would ask Reed, where do you stop with your response to when your protection is on the line and that is a shared border? Where do you stop with the response,
Reed?
Yeah, like the last caller said, I think when you start bombing hospitals, refugee camps, food aid workers, women and children, I think any time that you kill an innocent civilian in general, it is considered a war crime.
What would happen if 1,000 Americans had been taken hostage?
Well, some of the hostages were American.
I think we did see that after 9/11. And I think America did receive a lot of fair criticism for their actions in the Iraq war.
Okay.
And a lot of those same criticisms that America faced during the Iraq war are the exact same criticisms that Israel is facing today.
Okay. I would remind you it was the war in Afghanistan that started after 9/11. It was a totally different war that started in Iraq. That had nothing to do with 9/11.
But there are shades of similarities, are there not? Where was the enemy?
Yeah. No question.
Chemical Ali was underground and they dragged him out. But where was that enemy?
So was Saddam Hussein.
And it was not in one central place or central location in the traditional way that we see war. And so when that happens, there are going to be innocent people killed.
Look at World War II. I mean, and not just what the Nazis did, but what we did. The bombing of Leipzig, the bombing of Nagasaki, the bombing of Hiroshima. Innocent people sometimes have to die in war. It's unfortunate. It is sad. But sometimes that's just the way it is.
And that is exactly what they're protesting.
913-586-7798. You know, I plan to come on the air today and talk about judging a lip sync contest on Saturday night.
So glad you got to do that.
That was awesome.
I've got to run Do Not Walk. I cannot wait to dump on you.
Text wasn't a joke?
No, I judged a lip sync contest on Saturday night.
I thought you were pulling the entire news staff's chain with that comment. That's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did. It was like American Idol, and I had to comment like into a microphone. There was a big crowd.
Yeah.
And I had to comment and judge them. And
did you lean in and go, it's a no for me?
No, I didn't know. There was one gal. She was 10 years old.
Oh.
So Dana, oh my gosh. She came out and did a rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
And looked just like Judy Garland. She had ponytails, the dress.
Perfect.
And instead of ruby slippers, she wore red Chuck Taylors.
Perfect.
And she was adorable.
And Scott leaned in and goes, two.
It's a no for me.
That's a no. Grow up.
That's get off the
darling.
Stage.
That's darling.
I gave her a 9.
Breaking sports news. Two things to pass on. It is being widely reported that Jason Kelce will join ESPN's NFL coverage.
This pregame coverage.
Upcoming season for pregame.
Okay.
It has also just been tweeted that Boomer Esiason is gone.
Oh.
And I love me some Boomer.
I like Boomer.
I love me some Boomer.
Where's he going?
He has just announced he is leaving NFL Today on CBS.
Jason Kelce's not taking his place.
I don't think so.
So, yeah, because you just said Jason Kelce's going to ESPN. Yep. But Boomer's off of CBS?
Yep. Jason Kelce has signed a deal with ESPN to become the newest addition to their Monday Night Football pregame broadcast crew, per Andrew Marchand. And then the only thing I'm finding about Boomer is he's gone, not sure where he's going to go. My God, how long has he been on that broadcast?
A long time. And but he also, don't worry about where his next meal's coming from. He has a radio show in New York on, I believe it's WABC or WFAN.
And I believe I saw he's still going to continue doing that. He'll land somewhere.
He'll be fine.
But that is a huge familiar face that you will no longer see this upcoming season.
And Travis Kelce just signed a 2-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
2-year extension. We've got him for the next 4.
Ryan in South Kansas City, wrap us up. Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
Okay. Well, first off, I got to say, if Boomer is worried about his next meal, he is a very bad financial planner.
Right. Amen. Amen.
But I was going to say just a brief history on Israel. Like, I mean, literally every religious text we have mentions it. And it's a historically known fact that Palestine wasn't created until the Romans lost against the Israelites and left the area and basically told the Arabs in the area, hey, this is your land, guys. Fight them.
Okay, Ryan, I'm glad we're going to end on that note, because coming up at 5 o'clock, we have a sociologist and a political analyst who is going to join us. He's not going to go that far back. But to talk about this snapshot in time and why we are seeing the protests here and where we go from now.
And newer boss just informed us Boomer works for our sister station, WFAN, in New York
City. Check it out at odyssey.com.
They're big fans on this program, apparently.
913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.